Sappers are dark, somber individuals who look where they are treading and talk most of the time about box girders and conduit pipes. They are a very essential part of the military and are gloomily aware of it. Their life is a misery. They are obliged to work hard and incessantly both in and out of action. For in action, the sapper is delousing mines and blowing wire and demolishing bridges and repairing others, sometimes the ones he has at some earlier stage himself demolished, enough to sour anyone, and fixing roads and performing 100 other hazardous and somewhat energetic chores. Out of battle, there is no respite. In a quiet area, roads are always found for him to repair, or an airfield for her to build, or a jetty that needs some extra shoring to its piers. Their bulldozers are never quiet. And on top of everything, she will find that headquarters wants a handball court built, or a concrete floor put in the tents, or a new drainage system put in to baffle the anopheles. This in all has a distressing effect on the engineer. It tends to make them jaundiced towards their fellow man. They suspect that a hearty greeting is the forerunner of a request for 2 bags of cement, or that the inquiry after his or her health is to ease the blow of asking for a working party. So sappers retire into themselves, trusting only sappers. That is why, I think, they're so gregarious. It is unusual to see just one sapper, unless they are individuals of inflexible will, as they believe in strength in numbers. They seek sanctuary from other units, generally guarding themselves with a strip of bad road or a barbed wire dump or a maze of bulldozer tracks. They hide their stores far from prying eyes, which might be seeking the odd sheet of galvanized or fiberlite. Rapid construction of a new brow stand for that frigate limping into port during a snowstorm, working through the desert night, laying down trackway to accommodate additional aircraft arriving in the morning, or purifying large volumes of water for a humanitarian agency that is expecting a massive influx of war-ravaged refugees tomorrow, is considered by the sappers as just another day of work. The sapper is not susceptible to flattery. She does not blush when told how wonderful her explosives are. He does not turn away shyly when informed that he lays a pretty mine, nor do they show any satisfaction when complimented on how much the headquarters staff appreciate the battle-damaged air conditioning system they were able to repair. Sappers do not enjoy such luxuries on their work sites. It is impossible to win their hearts that way. They know there is no glamour in their job, no breathtaking activity or glory. They know that theirs is the drudgery of the military, the scullery work, the janitor's job. But they take grim satisfaction in knowing that in every operation, in every sphere and stage of war, and in securing and building the peace after conflict, the military leans on the sapper.